is quite different. It's not little girls moaning about love affairs that didn't work out. From my perspective, I'm 64. As if you're 18, you know, I don't think it'll ever happen again. You know, of course it will.
Marianne Faithfull's voice has been said to be soaked in whiskey and pain, sounding gritty, grim, and haunting. And since the 60s, those words could often describe her life. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Courtney O'Connell. In 1964, a 17-year-old Marianne Faithfull went to a party and was discovered by the manager of the Rolling Stones. That same year, she recorded her first major hit, As Tears Go By. She married the host of that original party, but soon left him to start a notorious relationship with Mick Jagger. And from that moment on, her personal life was an enormous part of the attention she received. She served as a muse for the Stones, inspiring such songs as You Can't Always Get What You Want. But by 1968, drug addiction led to a downward spiral in Marianne Faithfull's life, and for the large part of the 70s, she all but disappeared. After restarting her career twice over the next two decades, Marianne can now instill any song with her own brand of pain and hope. And she came by Studio A to talk with Rita Houston about her most recent album of covers and originals, Horses and High Heels, which was produced by Hal Wilner.
Yeah. How do you come about material, Marianne? How do you stay current with, like,
who these guys are? Of it has got to do with Hal Wilner. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really not particularly current, and I don't really care.
Artistically, you and Hal Wilner seem like sort of birds of a feather. Is that?
I think we have quite similar taste, mm-hmm. and we both have a strong pop sensibility. So, you know, when Hal wanted to do Past, Present, and Future, I wasn't really sure. But I could see that it was a very interesting idea, and we risked it. And some people like it, some people don't, but I think it's interesting. Yeah.
The song Marianne Faithfull is referring to is Past, Present, and Future, which is an old hit for the Shangri-Las,
yeah.
Which some of you may remember, and you really do a dramatic reading of it on the record.
Well, I remember it, you know. I was living in Reading in 1962 or something like that. It was so weird.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now I sing it very much as, from my perspective, I'm 64, so it's quite different. It's not little girls moaning about love affairs that didn't work out. It's quite different. I mean it more. Whereas if you're 18, how could you mean it? You know, I don't think it'll ever happen again. You know, of course it will. The past. Well now, let me tell you about the past. The past is filled with silent joys and broken toys, laughing girls and teasing boys. Was I ever in love? I called it love. I mean, it felt like love. There were moments when
Marianne Faithfull's new record is just out. It's called Horses and High Heels and has a bunch of tunes that Marianne co-wrote and a couple of very well-chosen covers. The one that's up next here live in the studio is a song written by Leslie Duncan.
Yes.
But I think Elton John has probably been unfairly often credited with writing this song.
I think so, yeah.
And what attracted you to this song?
Well, it's just so beautiful. And I mean, I love Elton, really. But I was sure, and another person who recorded it was Olivia Newton-John. I was sure there was a much sort of hipper version in there. And I thought I could do it.
Yes.
It's not my fault I'm an old bat and still cool, you know.
That's right.
The words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. no one could offer you more. You know what I mean. Have your eyes really seen?
Marianne Faithfull. Her new album is called Horses and High Heels. Take 5 was produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.